Good morning, everyone. We are continuing in our learning of Shmona Esrei. We are up to the bracha of Kedushas Hashem at HaKadosh. The source of this bracha is found in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses, how do we know we recite Kedushos? The Gemara answers, it says in Tehillim Chav Tes Pasuk Beis, Havu Lashem Kavod Shmo Hishtachal Lashem Behadras Kodesh. You have to render unto Hashem in the honor of His name and bow before Hashem in the beauty of Kedusha. And the Gemara explains that this is the third time that we refer to the Shem Hashem, corresponding to the third bracha in Shmona Esrei, which we mentioned the recitation of the idea of Kedusha. The question is, what are we emphasizing in this bracha? Obviously, we're going to go into the details of this. But taking a step back, the Rashba in a tshuva, in Chelek Hei Sim Kov Tezov, explains that in the third bracha, we're trying to emphasize the loftiness and the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then when we talk about Kedusha, we talk about transcendence, the fact that Hashem is above everything else. And the emphasis that we're making is not only do people are people going to recognize this point, but even the Seichelim HaNefradim, the angels, the celestial beings, they too are Mahal Hashem. They recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the ultimate entity that is beyond all other control. In fact, the tour in Siman Kuf Yadalad, the end of that Siman, explains that there are 14 words in the bracha of Atah Kadosh, and that corresponds to the 14 words found in the pasuk in Yeshayahu about Kedusha of that the Malachim would recite, Vekar Zal Zav Yamar, until the end of that pasuk. Those 14 psukim are the recitation of the Malachim, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing that He transcends all reality. And again, this is the same theme that the Rashi was emphasizing, that in this bracha we're trying to focus on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all their entities, and he's in control of everything in this world. Putting this idea in the context of the brachas that we've been discussing, different Rishonim have different explanations of what the emphasis of Kedusha is in light of the other aspects of Avos and Gevuros. The Kuzari explains that after building off of Avos and Gevuros, where we recognize and imagine that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control and involved in this world, in the bracha of Avos, we discuss HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, the fact that He created the world, that He's involved in the world. And in Gevuros, we talk about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control of all of reality, and that control is expressed in Hashem's involvement in Bim Chayim Beisim. That realization has us understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moshe L'Metzava. He's in control of reality, and He also demands of us, and commands and guides us, to fulfill His will. And the Kuzari explains, with that background, we now can start discussing the ideas of Kedushas Hashem and the fact that Hashem is beyond all reality. If Shmona Esrei just began with talking about the fact that Hashem is lofty and Kadosh and beyond all reality, says the Kuzari, would have fallen to the trap of the thinking of the philosophers who believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was detached from this world and not involved, potentially even thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the world were almost independent entities, that there was this idea of Kadmus HaOlam, that the world came almost before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chas V'Shalom. And to dispel that way of thinking, we initiate the brachos of Avos and Gevuros to recognize that, number one, we have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides our lives in His Golma Chasadim Tovim. And number two, we recognize in Gevuros that Hashem is the Moshel. He's in control of the world. And with those two thoughts in our minds, those two brachos in our minds, we're able to now properly engage with the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent with the world, but we're also still able to recognize that He's still involved in our life, and that's why we're able to then dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the next brachos thereafter. It's interesting to note that the Kuzari is quoted by the Drash Saran in Drash Tes, but almost in a different formulation. The Drash Saran explains that the reaction of Atah Kadosh is because of the bracha that we just said in Gevuros. When we discuss Hashem as Mashav Ruach Marad Hashem, involved in this world, being Rofei Cholim and Matziar Asurim, there's a concern that because we're associating HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much with this world, one might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some physical attributes. And to dispel that way of thinking, we now say Atah Kadosh to recognize that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all gashmias, all physical reality. So for the Drash Saran, the emphasis of Atah Kadosh isn't, number one, a response to the bracha of Avos, and it's almost to dispel an idea and not to enhance it by understanding. All we're doing is just dispelling the fact that we shouldn't recognize Hashem as too involved in this world and not transcendent beyond our understanding. The way the Kuzari presented it in his text it seemed to be that really we need those brachos to understand the idea of Kedusha properly, not necessarily to dispel any misconceptions that one would have had because of the brachos that were just recited. So with that background, we can now engage the actual bracha itself. In this bracha, there are three sections. The first section is just general recognition that Hashem is holy, Ata Kadosh, Hashem Kadosh. The second section is recognition of the holy individuals, the Kedoshim, praising Hashem daily. And the third section is the actual bracha, Bracha Ata Hashem HaKal HaKadosh, where we recognize Hashem in His Kedusha, in His holiness, and we bless Him for that. So going into the details, we first recognize Hashem as holy. We say Ata Kadosh, Hashem HaKadosh. Again, as we mentioned, this is a response to Gvuros, either to explain, to dispel a misconception, as the Ron explained, or as the Kuzari we just explained, was to use the ideas of Brachos and Gvuros to enhance our understanding of what it means that Hashem is Kadosh. The Rebbe Nikar explains that we have two Lishanos, Ata Kadosh V'Shimcha Kadosh. Both you are Kadosh and your name is Kadosh. And these are sourced in different Psukim. The first idea of Ata Kadosh is found in Yishayo, Perek Hei, Pasuk Nazayin, of Hakel Kadosh, Nikdash Bitzlaka. We say Hashem is holy, He's sanctified in righteousness. And the idea of Hashem being, the name of Hashem being Kadosh, it's found in Yishayahu, Perek Nazayin, Pasuk Tesvav, where we say Shochin Ad V'Kadosh Shemo, Hashem's name is Kadosh. And the question is, what are these two names, what are these two descriptions of Hashem? Both the Iyun Tefillah of Mefarish on the Siddur and Rav Hirsch note that the word Ata is a direct relational conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, implying the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. While we can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that idea, that is the exact point of Ata Kadosh, you, your essence, is transcendent, inconceivable to be understood. And nevertheless, even though Hashem Himself is transcendent and we can't understand Him, we still have a recognition of Hashem's shame. The same way that a person has a name, we can access and talk to that person by calling his name and then relaying a message to him. The same is true Kavayachal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence, but we have a connection to His shame, the way He expresses Himself in this world through His handiwork. And that too explains Rav Hirsch, is Kadosh, is transcendent of all other pieces of parts of reality. And while we use these ideas, the handiwork and Hashem's Chachma in this world, as a means to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize that through those connections, we recognize that ultimately Hashem is really independent of all of created reality. He's the one who is beyond all of this world. After that general recognition of Hashem, we now move on to the people, the individuals who praise Hashem daily. We say, the holy ones, each and every day, praise you. And it's a discussion, who are these Kedoshim? As you mentioned, the Rashba in the Tshuva, and this is the quotation of the Rokeach as well, explain that the Kedoshim are referring to the Malachim. Alternatively, Rabbi Mechai explains the Kedoshim are referring to the Neshamos, and they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says, Kol HaNeshama, Tahalaka Haluluka. However, other Mefarshim, Yavud Raham, and Rav Hirsch following suit, explain that the Kedoshim are Yisrael, the Jewish people, as it says in the Torah, Kedoshim to you, you have to be holy. And in light of that Pasuk, Rav Hirsch explains that the Kedoshim we're referring to are either the Jewish people who have already attained Kedusha through this mitzvah, or because of the aspiration and the call for Kedusha, investing and in using and sanctifying all of their abilities and skills and talents and assets to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is itself Kedusha, that's what makes them Kadosh. And arguably, that itself is the expression of Yahalalucha. The fact that they are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kedusha is itself the praise that they're giving to Hashem, that they were sanctifying all of their life in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As an aside, while we don't have this text, the Avud Raham explains that some have the Gminug to end off in this bracha by saying, Ki kel melech gadol v'kadosh ata. This is a quotation we found in Yom Narayim, but some have the Minhag even say this during the Chol. And the Avud Raham notes that, again, similar to the ending of the bracha of Avos and the bracha of Gevuros, where we mentioned the idea of Malchus Hashem, in the end of Ata Kadosh, we find, according to this text, and also a reference to Malchus Hashem. And he actually explains that this corresponds to the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each of whom expressed the Ratzon of Hashem and expressed Malchus of Hashem, Hashem's dominion over the world, by the fact that they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu and realized His existence in reality. And again, as we mentioned earlier, and we'll discuss this at the end of this bracha, this might be a very important part of the initiation of Shmoneh Esrei, the first three brachos representing the Shvach v'Kadosh Baruch Hu, where we need to mention the Malchus of Hashem in the bracha itself. After discussing the idea of the Kadosh Baruch Hu being Kadosh and the response of the people and the individuals who exemplify this Kedusha give, we conclude with the bracha of Kadosh Baruch Hu being holy and recognizing that Kedusha. We say bracha to Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh. The Machzor Vitri notes that this bracha is really an encapsulation of all the different aspects of Kedusha that we mentioned beforehand. We've mentioned the idea of Hashem being Kadosh, Ata Kadosh, Hashem's name being Kadosh, and Ukdoshim, and the holy ones, all expressing Kedusha. And he explains that this corresponds to the Targum Yonasan, which explains that there are three expressions of Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 that the Malachim say. And the Targum explains the first aspect of Kadosh is Kedusha B'Shmei Marom. Hashem is transcendent in the holy, in the heavens. And that's the idea of Ata Kadosh. You, your essence, in the upper realms is beyond conception, is even beyond those realms. Then we mention Shimcha Kadosh, Hashem's recognition of this world, Hashem's recognition in this world is Kadosh, and that's expressed by the Targum of Kadisha al-Ara, Hashem is Kedusha, and that's expressed even in this world, and we recognize Hashem's transcendence at that, even in this world. And then the third Kedusha is Ukdoshim b'chol yom yalu chasala, the holy ones, and he seems to understand it to be referring to the Malachim, where we say, Kedusha la'alam olmei amaya, where Hashem's Kedusha is beyond all worlds, in other spiritual worlds that are beyond this world. And when we ultimately make the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel HaKadosh, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is encapsulates all these different aspects, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond all of these different areas of reality. First notes that in response to this recognition, we make a bracha. We've just established in the first bracha and the second bracha the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a bris with us, we have a relationship with Him, and He is involved in our lives. And when we make this bracha, recognizing Hashem's Kedusha, we are pledging to commit our lives to further the bris that we have with Him by sanctifying our own lives with our own abilities and skills and talents and directing them towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to review, put this all in context, we first discuss in the first section of this bracha the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh, His essence is inconceivable and beyond understanding. And even the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses in this world, like His handiwork and His chachma, even that we recognize comes from a higher source beyond this world. After that recognition, we talk about the entities and individuals who recognize this Kedusha and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in response to that Kedusha. This is referring to either to the Malachim or the Neshamos, and in particular the Bnei Yisrael, who are aspiring to become Kadosh and fulfill and sanctify all their abilities to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then finally, we make a bracha in recognition of this Kedusha, putting all those different ideas together, and committing to sanctify HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our lives and all our abilities, transcending the mundane aspects of our lives and putting them in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to take a step back, we've just concluded all the first three brachos of Shevach, and the Tur and the Beis Yosef explained that all these three brachos essentially are one unit, and therefore, l'halacha, if one makes a mistake in one of these brachos, he misses Mashif Baruch Hamorad Hageshem, he has to go back and recite all the brachos again because they're one unit. And this fits into many different aspects that we've been discussing earlier. It fits into the idea of the drashos of the Ibn Shu'eb, who notes that all the three brachos require kavana ideally because they're the initiation of the rest of the brachos. It fits into the idea of Rav Hirsch, where the first three brachos encapsulate one avoda, the first avoda of the Zrikas Adam of the Karban Tamid, where we give over of ourselves in a symbolic way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it also fits into the theme of Rav Avim ben Arambam, that the bracha and the kavana that we have for Avos, and really for all of Shemon Esrei, is Kabbalah's Amalchus Shemayim. We recognize through our Bakashos, through the request that we have and we make before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize our relationship with Him, both who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and our dependence on Him, and our commitment to Him. And that's what we're starting off by saying in this bracha, and these three brachos really, how we're going to commit ourselves by recognizing the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by recognizing Hashem's control over all of reality, and also His transcendence. And that allows us to respond as well by making ourselves transcendent over the world and using all those abilities and skills and talents that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve Hashem properly. And that's really the framing that we give ourselves to the bakashas that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu going forward in Shmoneh Esrei.